An arson fire destroys a church and more in India. A 9,000-mile bike expedition takes the gospel to Russia, and one group celebrates a successful short-term mission season. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in India, where a group of anti-Christians in Andhra Pradesh, India, has caused problems for Christians and non-Christians alike. Brent Hample of India Partners describes what happened.
The fire started when anti-Christians set fire to a thatched church. A lot of the people in the village were out in the rice fields working. The fire spread and burned down 75 homes.
Hample believes the church was attacked because it was growing. While there were no fatalities, families lost everything. India Partners is raising money to provide relief for food, clothing, and new homes.
It is a great testimony of the love of Christ. It's also a way to reach out to those that don't know Jesus in a very tangible way. And a home can go anywhere from, you know, like $150 up to $500.
Go to our website to contribute. Next, bicyclists from evangelical churches across Russia are riding in an historic 9,000-mile evangelistic journey. The Union of Evangelical Christians Baptists Transcontinental Gospel Expedition began earlier this week. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith.
The UECB bicycling evangelistic teams are planning on passing through 89 towns. They'll be holding 117 planned evangelistic events. Places ranging from town squares to concert grounds, community centers, and churches.
They'll eventually end up on the Pacific Coast in September. SGA will be providing printed resources and other support. While many believe large evangelistic events aren't effective, Griffith says,
Russia is a vast country with a huge amount of towns and cities and villages that have never really had evangelism in that sort of scale, and it's going to be quite a new thing to have something like this passing through town. So I really think the potential here is untapped.
You're listening to Mission Network News. It's been nearly 5 years since New Tribes Mission missionary Martin Burnham was gunned down in crossfire during a rescue attempt. He and his wife, Gracia, had been held hostage by Abu Sayyaf terrorists for over a year. Much has happened with the Philippines' work since Gracia left.
Since our ordeal, over 50 missionaries have been assigned to the Philippines. And to accommodate the growing number of missionaries, New Tribes Mission has built a 5-story Martin Burnham Mission Center in Manila.
Burnham describes what will take place there.
They'll do training of new missionaries. It'll be a place where short-term missionaries can come and work out of. It'll be kind of a center where folks that might be sick or experiencing difficulties can come and just rest.
It'll also be the sending-off point for missionaries to reach the unreached. $70,000 is still needed to finish the project. And while spring isn't quite over in the United States, the spring short-term mission season is over for International Aid, a Christian humanitarian organization. IA's Kurt Leppart says it was successful as they sent 7 groups to the mountains of Honduras.
With those volunteers, we installed 63 water filters, built 170 Lorena stoves, and constructed 10 latrines in those villages.
While helping with physical needs is important, Leppart says it's not all they're concerned about.
Our task is to be faithful to Matthew 25 and caring for the least of these in order to accomplish Matthew 28, which is to make disciples. So as a part of the trips, my wife and I do an extensive education on the biblical mandates to care for the poor.
Team members came back changed. A 17-year-old has formed a service group to serve those in need in their own community. Pray that that attitude will be contagious. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures, to help your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.